This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, my friend. I'm looking forward to this conversation. I think the time of the year, this could be very, very timely.
It's absolutely timely. And of course, you know, lifestyle, I think, is something we all struggle with in one way or another. So,
all right. Well, today's guest is going to help us with that. We're joined this morning by Pavel Stuklik. He's the founder of Atmosphere. Pavel, welcome to the show.
I kindly thank you. And yes, glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. I appreciate you stopping by and joining us. I know you're awfully busy this time of year. So grateful for your time. Pavel, before we get into a conversation around Atmosphere, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
No, absolutely. So my name is Pavel Stuchlik. I come from Czech Republic originally. I came to America when I was 14 years old as a foreign exchange student. I was actually trying to become a professional cyclist first. And when I was 17, I actually started my first company, which was called Pavel's Vision at that time. And that kind of helped me get to the professional athlete level. I raced all around the world. I've learned anything from meditation to samurai training to, you know, you name it. That's been kind of a very strong desire of mine. Mm-hmm. And then I moved into America when I was about 21 years old. I had successfully sold my first company and started getting on the U.S. market as soon as the market crashed, actually in real estate. Mm-hmm.
We're well aware.
Oh, that's interesting. So tell us a little bit about Atmosphere and your, you know, idea for it. How did that come to fruition?
No, absolutely. So Atmosphere has really been a concept from the bottom of my heart. I wanted to create a concept where people can, on a regular day-to-day in an urban lifestyle, go back to inside, go back to being healthy, go back to being mentally healthy. And so that's kind of what we've done there. The entire concept is just enormously high tech. We're 100% LED. It's been ecologically built as well. The particular aspects of it is that we have cycling, yoga, and meditation. There are classes that are all combined in one, but they're also, you know, classes separate. And on top of that, we've got private classes, corporate wellness. We can come to your office and, create a meditation or a yoga flow, as well as we have an entire bulletproof lifestyle. Have you guys ever heard of the bulletproof coffee?
Oh, yeah. Very good stuff.
Yeah. So the coffee and butter, we actually sell that out of Atmosphere. And 90% of your lifestyle is what you eat, what you drink. And, you know, biohacking, so to speak, is one of the most important things that we're, you know, practicing in Atmosphere.
Talk to me about this. We all know this market desperately needs more focus on lifestyle and their physical health. And I think the typical American certainly understands they need to be doing more to focus on their physical health. Where I think most Americans still fall dramatically short is paying attention to their mental health. I don't think they even understand what that is, let alone how to do something about it. Can you talk about why the two together is what leads to a really grand lifestyle?
No, absolutely. And actually, I'll even connect the soul to something that we don't even see. But basically, Atmosphere was started where people come with the physical. So about 62% of Americans are either obese or overweight. Right. And that's a very, very bad stat to have, right? Mm-hmm. So what that means is we need to realize the physical first, get healthy, get into a good routine, get into a good regime. Once you realize that, then you move into your mind. You know, a lot of people don't understand that when you're physically very tired, mentally, you're going to be as well. Yeah. So once you get your mental, you know, attitude better and you get past all the emotional pains and struggles with, you know, your self-confidence, which a lot of times is directly connected to your body, you can actually move even further, which is the soul. And that's the meditation that we try to promote, where you just simply breathe. You're with yourself. You're aware of your body. And, you know, so many people think it's this mystical thing out of, you know, West. And
I have to listen to Yanni and put on incense. No, you don't. You just sit quietly and just breathe. That's all it is.
Absolutely. We live whole life without realizing our body and our mind. And so we finally are going back and just take a deep inhale and see what you want from life, because things will come. Things will answer.
Mm-hmm. So I know you talked about technology. and you're using sound off wireless headsets in your studio. Tell our listeners more about those.
Yeah, so basically our goal was to create an immersive feel. So the sound of headphones, what they do is you basically have an headphones just like we have right now. Mm-hmm. And the teacher can speak directly to, you know, your ears. We have three different channels. So one of the things that we also do is silent discos or silent flow where people just dance. And you can put up to three DJs and basically change your color, change your station as you go.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
So that's a really fun, by the way, class to go to. But yeah, so that technology allows us to go into parks, go into corporations, anywhere we go, we still have our headphones. And yeah, we are able to do it even better.
I understand the power of that because I do a lot of broadcasting from trade shows. And so I'll be in a convention hall with 50,000 people, but I put on these headsets to record and I feel like I'm alone. So it really does have a powerful impact on that mental side of things. So very cool. All right, Pavel, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Pavel Stuklik, founder of Atmosphere.
I love your concept. I know, you know, as an athlete or just, you know, as a human being, it's so hard to like be there, be present and be in the zone. And, you know, I ride horses. So when I'm training my horse, I've actually learned to really just let everything go and focus on being there with her because she needs my 100% complete attention. So talk to us a little bit about the types of yoga classes and the types of meditation you offer and how that kind of helps you to get into your zone for a healthier lifestyle.
No, absolutely. So by the way, my wife, rode horses all life long, and it's a very powerful form of meditation, being so connected. So love that. So we have a signature class called Atma B, B for just being here, be aware. Basically, what we've created there is we're using the sound of headphones so that way you can have that immersive feel. It's about 30 minutes of light yoga, vinyasa. There's no heat. And it kind of goes back to all traditions of what yoga really was here for, is it was supposed to prepare you for the final meditation so you can really get, you know, deep inside. That class has, that 30 minutes of flow. The last 30 minutes, we combine different types of meditations. So it's basically 30 minutes yoga, 30 minutes meditation, and the entire time, we have aromatherapy infused into the air. Mm-hmm. So we have eucalyptus. We've got, all kind of different herbal, you know, substances as well. And then we have also color therapy. So our color changes as you are actually, you know, in the class.
That's cool.
Sounds lovely. Pavel, I worry because, I mean, we struggle to get Americans to eat well. And we struggle to get Americans to just be active, to walk and to even light run, just to move their bodies. I worry that someone listening to this who's, they may think, oh my gosh, I mean, meditation, I don't understand it. And yoga scares me because I think it's a skill set that I'm never going to understand. Speak to the beginner here who may say, well, this sounds really interesting, but it sounds overwhelming because it's the sound and headsets and color changes and meditation. And they may be overwhelming for someone. Is it for a beginner? I mean, or is it for someone who's advanced in their understanding of how to focus and meld their mind and their soul and their body? Or can a beginner get into this and maybe it's game-changing for them to see there is something powerful here about doing this?
No, absolutely. So that's the beauty. So many people actually have this perception of meditation or yoga being so hard, and that's kind of what we've taken out. We definitely have these challenging classes as well.
Sure.
But so the beauty about meditation is your ultimate meditation is your life. So many people think that, you know, close yourself in a closet and be there with yourself. That's actually the easiest form of meditation because you have no noise. You have no kids screaming at you. You're not, you know, boss at work. And when you can take that peace and that awareness, simple awareness of your breath, of your body is a great start. You know, you can start with little actually tingling feeling on your hands. And that's just kind of how you can connect to your body. The other part is we have one core value and it's to be number one. To do number two and to have number three. So many people start with having first, then doing, and never become it. And so that particular value is exactly your meditation, right? Is we think that we have to have this and that in order for us to, you know, try to meditate or get to it. All I got to say is you can start right here, right now, as we're talking. And that's kind of the power of now.
And there's really not a wrong way to do this, right? I mean, however you do it is how you do it, right? And I love that, you know, Carol, I appreciate you sharing the fact that riding your horse is your meditation. And my wife kicks me out of the kitchen because her preparing food and cooking, and that's her meditation. You could put on music and listen and ride on a train, and that can be a time you can meditate. So it doesn't have to be sitting on a mat with a candle going, with your hands in the right, in the yoga position, and that's not how this works. I mean, you can do it that way, obviously, but so, all right, cool. So walk us through, so someone walking in the doors, and they look at the menu of all the options. Walk us through a couple of the key courses, the key things they should do to kind of get started.
Awesome. So we have a classes that are more specific towards your body. That will be the traditional endurance, power, strength. We have, that will be the cycling classes, as well as we have a yoga with weights. That's kind of more of that boot camp style. So even for people that still need the cardio, still, of course, you know, we are going to need that and are looking for weight loss. That would be the most, you know, closest thing to it. Then we have a more of a mental classes. The mind are the traditional yoga. So we've got 26 posture sequence, the HOT. We've got the traditional Vinyasa, as well as we have the Atma B, which is the combination of that mind and soul. Mm. And finally, we've got several different types of meditation classes. They're from 30 to 60 minutes. And that goes from yoga nidra, which is a sleeping yoga. By the way, you also come and sleep with us. We also have a restorative, which is really just to restore your body. One of the most popular classes, actually, for people, you know, nowadays, as the number one reason why people come to us, actually, is to de-stress, believe it or not. I'm thinking you guys are believing it.
I believe it.
Oh, I absolutely I believe it.
And then we have gratitude. There's an endless forms of meditations. So that way it keeps your mind occupied and you don't feel like, oh my God, what am I going to do with myself now?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And this is good for any age, right? You know, you may say, well, I'm 65 years old. This is no longer appropriate for me. Absolutely not. Correct?
Correct. Anyone at any point of time, anywhere.
Yeah. All right. I might be moving back.
Oh, you're going to come back to Atlanta for yoga, huh?
This sounds pretty outstanding. Pablo, before we let you go, should anyone need to contact you with any questions, how do they find you? And most importantly, where do they get information on Atmosphere?
Our website is liveatmosphere.com. It's an L-I-V-E-A-T-M-A. So that's the only difference. Atma actually is soul in Hindi. That's the meaning of that.
Nice.
And then, you know, we have a first class free. We want people to try it before they engage with our product. And we have affordable membership starting at $3 a day.
Where are you located?
We're located in the heart of Buckhead, right next to Fogo de Chao or Orange Theory Fitness.
Got it.
On Piedmont.
And I imagine long-term, you're going to have additional locations?
Absolutely. So okay. There's several ones already in works right now.
Ah, very, very good. Okay. Pavel Stuklik, the founder of Atmosphere. Great to have you. Thanks so much for helping us get healthier, both mind and body.
Thank you.
All right. It's all the time we have for today. That wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review. So on behalf of today's guest, Pavel Stuklik, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.